The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Good Boy.
Hey, there's one, Danny.
Where?
Over there on that bench.
Okay, Alex, pull up.
All right, come on. Leave the motor running?
Yeah, you better. Hey, you.
Don't waste time, Danny. Let's kick him off of there.
Don't worry. Hey, you, wake up.
Huh?
Come on. Open your eyes.
What? What do you want?
You know, bums aren't allowed in the park at night.
Bums? I'm no bum.
Who's asking you?
I got a job. I've just been celebrating a little too much. How's it to you, anyhow?
Shut your mouth and get out of this park. Go on, beat it.
Listen, what right you for?
You what I said.
Shut up.
Maybe I won't show you what right.
Nobody's going to tell me what...
Danny?
Nobody's going to tell you, huh?
Nobody's going to tell you.
Somebody! Somebody help me!
Almost with each succeeding year, usually in the months of spring or summer, a new series of juvenile demonstrations are reported by the nation's press. More often than not, the demonstrations take a reasonably harmless form. But once in a while, they break out with such a violent and incredible turn that responsible citizens everywhere are sickened and puzzled and rightly outraged. Such a series of demonstrations had its start one night last year in a suburb of Millburg. It was led by an 18-year-old schizoid with an unquenchable thirst for power. This young hoodlum, Danny Casey, was known to his parents, his neighborhood, his school, and even his parish priest as a real nice kid. A good boy.
It was an excellent sermon, Father.
Thank you, Mrs. Casey.
Good morning, Father Andrew.
Hello, Danny.
Hello, boy.
Nice to see you young men in church.
Well, Roy's got a bad conscience, Father. He wanted to square himself with heaven.
Daniel, what a thing to say about your father. Father, don't you believe one word of it?
I certainly won't.
I was only kidding, Ma. Roy's a good boy, like you say.
Oh, Danny.
Yes, sir.
Could I talk to you a few minutes?
Sure, Father.
I won't keep him long.
Keep him as long as you like, Father. Lunch isn't till after 12.
Shall we go in here, Danny?
Anyway, you say.
Now, sit down, sir.
Yes, sir.
This will only take a minute.
Father, if what I said about...
Isn't about that. I know how devoted you are to your brother. No, I want to talk to you about something else entirely.
Yes, sir.
Danny... You and I have been friends for a good many years. You were christened right here in this church. You made your first Holy Communion here. I think I can count on your help if I ask for it.
My help?
That's right, son. I need the help of a boy who is outstanding in our community. Someone all the other boys look up to as an example.
Yes, sir.
Now, Danny, you heard my sermon. You heard me say that some of our young people have formed gangs that are terrorizing our whole community.
Yes, Father, I did.
I don't imagine you have any idea who these boys are, Danny.
Me? Well, no, sir.
Well, neither do I. Nor, for that matter, the police. But whoever they are, they must be stopped now, before it's too late.
Yes, sir.
Now, Danny, will you help me stop them?
Me, Father?
For the moment, all you have to do is keep your eyes and ears open and report anything you find out.
Well, you can count on me, Father.
I knew I could, Danny. Well, I guess you can join your brother now. Thank you for hearing me out.
Well, thank you, sir. I mean, so long. Goodbye, Father Andrew. I'll do the best I can.
I know you will, Dad. Goodbye.
What'd he want?
Well, you hear, you'll split a gut laughing.
Yeah?
Guaranteed goes with it. Only let's round up the rest of the guys first. Still good to tell without the bunch of you listening.
Okay. As long as Father Andrew still thinks you're good little Danny.
Good? I'm practically sprouting wings. He thinks I'm an angel, Roy. Wait till you hear. So help me, an angel. Come on, let's find the others.
Hello, fellas.
Hiya, Danny. Round of pool?
No, not tonight. Mr. Greco here?
Yeah, in the back.
Thanks. Five in the side pocket, friend. Oh, Mr. Greco.
Come in, Danny, come in. I've been helping you, show.
Well, what's that you're drinking, Rye?
Scotch. Sit down, I'll pour you.
All the same to you, I'd rather have the cash.
Sit yourself. Cash you've got right there in that envelope.
200?
Count it.
I trust you, Mr. Greco. Well, maybe now I'll take you up on that drink.
Say when?
Fill it up. Save your arm later.
Cute, you're a cute boy, Danny.
As long as the girls think so.
Very cute. You know something? I like the way you operate. You got style.
Yeah?
Style, class, you're all right. I've been reading the papers just now. Julio Gonzalez.
Huh?
Gonzalez, that bum you took care of last night.
Oh, that was his name?
Papers, huh?
Well, as long as you're satisfied, I'm satisfied. Only...
Only what?
Nothing.
What?
Well, I was just wondering why you got it in for these bums.
That's none of your business.
Okay.
You just do like you're told.
Well, no offense. I was just wondering.
Don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get worked up.
Yeah, sure.
I got something for you. A little present. Here, see how you like it.
Hey.
Real fancy switchblade. Just press a button.
Mean looking, isn't it?
Uh-huh. They come in handy, you never know.
Say, you're okay, Mr. Greco. Thanks a lot.
Forget it, kid. You do things for me, I don't for you. Just don't want it so much anymore. We get along okay.
Memorandum to Stevens, confidential. Wire received from District 44 in reference request by Governor of the State for Bureau cooperation with local police in investigation of juvenile violence in Milburn. Waiting instruction. Sign it, Reynolds.
Sure, I'm not you. Johnny, he said not.
What was that? He said, I did not hurt. I believe he means bother anyone. I did not do anything.
Well, ask him to try to calm himself and answer your questions. Explain that we came all the way from Washington, from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We want to help him. We want to find the gang that did this to him.
Right, Steve. Julio Gonzalez, tú puedes cogerlo suave y contesta mis preguntas. Agent Stevens y yo ha venido de Washington del FBI. Queremos ayudarte
Mr. Stevens,
para encontrar yes. la ganga
que I think it would be better if we leave Agent Reynolds alone with Gonzalez.
Of course. Dave, we'll be outside if he tells you anything.
All right, Steve.
Tell him to rest, Mr. Reynolds. We'll be back when he's feeling better.
I'll tell him.
Well, Mr. Stevens, you see how it is. I'm afraid you're not going to get much satisfaction from that poor soul.
No, I'm afraid not.
It's a brutal business. I'm certainly glad the FBI is here.
We'll do what we can, Father, and as quickly as we can.
I'm sure of that. The plain fact is, it can't be too soon.
We understand that.
And I don't only mean for the safety of potential victims. The community is really worked up over this.
You mean people might begin to take the matter into their own hands?
They very well might. Actually, you see, there are two main factions. One man feels that even hanging is too good for hoodlums like this. Another man thinks, well...
The other feels more humanely about it.
Yes. If young people can act so viciously against the common good, there must be an underlying reason. Remove the reason and you remove the act.
How do you feel, Father?
Well, frankly, there's something to be said for both sides. Depends a lot on the individual. But no matter how I or anyone else may feel, it's up to the courts and the court process to determine. I'm sorry, I certainly didn't mean to start a sermon.
Oh, that's all right. You've been awfully helpful, Father.
Not at all. I only wish I were. Oh, one last thing.
Yes?
Perhaps I do lean a little toward what you call the more humane side. Oh, I don't believe there's no such thing as a bad boy. But I believe there are very few. Unless...
Yes?
Unless there's someone behind them.
Yes, Agent Reynolds and I have discussed that. Any ideas, Father, who that someone might be?
No, none. But there have been several attempts over the past few years to discredit and distract the local police. Now, that might tie in, I don't know.
Attempts by whom?
The gambling elements, vice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the police started to crack down, there's been some sort of trouble. Of course, it may not connect at all. I just thought I'd mention it.
I'm glad you did.
But whatever it is, I only hope you stop it in time. I've seen things like this mushroom before, Mr. Stevens. I only hope you stop it before it gets out of hand.
You there, boy. Sit up now. Look spry. Step lively. This is your great-grandpa. And then some. My name? Oh, I've been called Johnny Reb, and I've been called Billy Yank. I'm a soldier. Civil War. What you want to know about soldiering? March? Oh, we did it aplenty. Both heavy marching order and light marching order. See, light marching order meant we was to march only with musket, ammunition, haversack, and canteen, and be ready for working or for fighting. Well, that was nothing. It was the heavy marching order we didn't like. Oh, that meant carrying everything you owned on a long march to the next field of battle or else a new camp. There was never enough water, and sometimes we wouldn't have us nothing to eat for a whole day. And us, in our heavy woolens, carrying 50 or 60 pounds on our backs, trudging down dusty roads in the summer and muddy ones in the winter. Still, it was something to see. First, there'd be the adjutant, then the scouts, then the band and drum corps, then the colonel and the lieutenant colonel, then the two surgeons and the hospital knapsack carrier. Yeah, we was quite a sight, I tell you. Even though some of us didn't have shoes and straggled a bit sometimes. Now you, boy, you got shoes special built to last. And if you watch yourself, blame that they don't help protect your feet from frostbite and things like that. But what's real important, lots of times you got trucks to carry your gear. And you, too, for which you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. Oh, believe you me, son, it takes more than just men and guns and generals to make you an army. It takes knowing somebody's thinking about your derned old feet and your aching back, like that good transportation corps you've got. Danged if it don't.
Hey, Alex, come over. Look what I found.
Not bad, Danny.
Oh, Roy, where's your manners? Ask the young lady, said they don't want to ride.
How about it, girls? The carriage awaits without.
Without what?
Without girls.
There you are. Why walk when you can ride and have a laugh a minute? Come on, girls, hop in.
No, thanks.
Oh, a night like this, it's dangerous to be out alone without men like us to protect you.
Please, leave us alone. We
want to
walk.
And we want you to ride. No, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. The both of you, hop in. Mr. Greco, you want to see me?
Shut the door, Danny.
I'm sorry it took so long getting here. I've been a little busy. You don't mind if I help myself to finger this nice scotch?
I might very much.
What's the idea?
I'll tell you the idea.
All over the new suit, Mama.
That's nothing to what I ought to do. Nothing.
It's got into you, Mr. Greco.
Don't give me those baby blues. You know what's got into me.
What?
This got into me. I read the papers, don't I?
Oh, that. Great publicity, huh?
Right, publicity. You know where that kind of publicity can get us, don't you?
Yeah, I think maybe I do. You're going to have to pay for this cleaning, Mr. Greco.
You crazy little punk. Who told you you could pull a thing like this anyway?
Trouble with you, Mr. Greco. You think small. Now, me, I think big.
Big? You call hijacking a couple of body soxes off the street thinking big?
Maybe. Bigger than having kids beat up helpless old bums for a tin horn like Lucky Beerman.
Huh? Who told you that lie?
A priest. But you'll never believe him. Now, you should have played ball with me, Greco. I thought you were a guy who hated bums, and all the time you were stooging for Lucky.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do hate bums. I don't even know Lucky.
Uh-huh.
Danny, where have you got those two girls?
Tied up nice and snug.
Warehouse?
Hand a man a cigar.
Let him go.
I'll leave that to Lucky Beerman. I got an idea he'll be kind of pleased. Maybe take care of me, too.
You think I'm going to luck it?
No, I don't think. I'm through dealing, not direct. I don't need you no more.
Oh, look, you. It's time maybe you got something straight. You take your orders from me and me only, or...
Oh, what? Oh, what, Greco? I've been anxious to try this ever since you gave it to me. May come in handy, you said. Maybe this is the time.
Yeah. Hey, kid, what is this? Two pals can't have a friendly disagreement?
Sure they can. I just wanted you to get something straight like you wanted me. As long as we understand each other, that's fine. I don't take orders from you anymore.
St. Cecilia's Church, Father Andrew speaking.
Father, this is Ruth.
What? Hello? Who is
it? It wasn't our fault, Father. We're good girls.
Ruth, is this
crying.
Ruth Orsini?
Helen, don't. I can't hear
you. Ruth, where are you? Are you all right, Ruth? Where are you?
All right. Helen's all hysterical now, but a man let us go. Please, Helen. I can't talk with her. Father, wait for us, will you? I'll tell you about it when we get there. Wait for us, please.
Let's go.
Hey, hospital, of course, huh, fellas?
Hmm?
Sid, Roy, then of course, what do you say, huh?
Sure. What were we singing?
I don't know. Who cares?
Drink a slice of beer.
Oh,
God,
Oh, boy.
What about
sour?
Oh, not me. That was okay.
Yeah, sure, another Eddie Fisher.
Sure.
Hey, I'm going to open up the door. We want to make a nice impression on the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Roy, Sid, open up then.
Open, sesame. The ladies wait within, my friend.
Within what?
Within the warehouse. You know what we need? A writer. That's what we need. Hey, what's this last one?
You do, Danny.
Oh, yeah. Alex, why don't you untie and untape our female coming attractions, and I will untie and untape his bottle of liquid refreshment meanwhile. Boy, do I speak English.
Go on, Alice. Yeah, okay. Danny, spread that flash over here a bit, will you?
Yeah, sure. Sid, Alex would like to be.
Danny,
well,
you have a flash.
I have come to rescue.
I have.
You are about to be untied so you can tie one on. It's a very funny joke, but nobody laughs. Danny, the flash.
Okay, here it is. I didn't know Sid didn't have
it. Lovely ladies.
I'm afraid you're all going to be disappointed.
Father Andrew.
Your guest, Savannah, won't be able to make it.
What is this? How did you get here?
That doesn't matter much, does it? What matters is this warehouse is surrounded by the police and the FBI.
What?
The FBI?
They wanted to take you forcibly if necessary. I asked for 1 minute with you alone. They weren't too keen on the idea, but I told them you'd all be sensible and surrender without further violence.
Wait a minute. Oh, dear. Father, you got this wrong. I've been working on what you...
I haven't got it wrong, Danny. The only thing I had wrong was... Well, that doesn't matter now either.
Greco. It was Greco, Danny. I told you that last...
Alexander, Danny, they're only waiting 1 minute.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Come on, fellas, let's barricade that door.
What?
The door, let's barricade it.
Danny!
Don't be a fool. They've got us coming and going.
We haven't a chance.
Yeah, we got us, haven't we? Since when can't the four of us take them off?
Your friends are right, Danny. Now listen to them. It's the only way out for you.
You shut up, you!
Danny!
Shut up, Roy! All of you, shut up. You hear me?
The rest of you boys, I'm going out now. Come with me.
We're coming, Father.
Yeah, nobody moves a step. Nobody.
Danny!
Now look, we can hold Father Andrew here. The FBI won't do a thing as long as we hold him.
I'm walking out, Danny.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not walking anywhere.
No, Danny.
Don't tell me no. First step you make, Father, this blade goes right through your middle.
Danny, don't talk like that.
He doesn't mean it, Father.
Yes, I do. I mean it.
He doesn't.
Don't try me. That's all.
I'm going to try you, Danny. I'm walking out that door right now.
Don't try it.
I'm going first, boys. You follow afterwards.
I'm warning you for the last time. Don't make a move.
I'm sorry for you, Danny. I'm really sorry.
Stop.
step, Father. I mean it. Take one more step.
You can still change your mind. Walk out with me.
I'm warning you now. I'm warning you. Don't take another step, Father. Stop. He means it.
I'll be outside, Danny. Waiting.
Don't stop. I'm warning you. Please stop. Please.
Mr. Stevens?
Over here, Father. You're all right.
I'm all right. You can go in now. There won't be any trouble. You can go in.
Codfish and Beans, John L. Sullivan and Fred Allen, Harvard and MIT. As unrelated as these things seem, they all have something in common. Mm-hmm. They are all important parts of our American heritage and all native to Massachusetts. But more than the home of food and fighters, Massachusetts has been the home of liberty and freedom since 1620, when the Pilgrim Fathers arrived on the Mayflower to make the first permanent white settlement at Plymouth, and the home of three United States presidents, poets such as Longfellow and novelist Herman Melville. But Massachusetts is still more. Mm-hmm. It's summers at Martha's Vineyard or on the Cape. It's standing on the bridge at Concord and watching the Middlesex farmers take up arms in April of 75. It's Boston's famous department store, not Filene's, but Raymond's, where you bought the hat. Massachusetts is the biggest tea party in history, and the tidy Chickadee. The hush of winter's first snow falling on the old North Church near the Common, and the bloom of the Mayflower, almost before the last snow melts. Massachusetts is many things to many people. To all Americans, it's the birthplace of our nation.
With the apprehension of Danny Casey and his gang, the wave of terror ended in Millburg. Nick Greco was identified by the girl victims as the man who released them, but he was nevertheless indicted and eventually brought to trial along with Lucky Bierman. Both were given long terms in prison. The fate of Danny and his gang was left to juvenile court, where a trio of judges decided in favor of a corrective institution with rehabilitation the ultimate goal. Dan Casey's neighbors no longer refer to him as the good boy.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.